Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Thanks, Brent, for that warm introduction and a warm welcome to all of our listeners here on this great Friday here in April. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you. And I got to tell you, it's been a couple weeks since I've been on the show, but I have, upon getting to the station today, I don't know that I've been more excited for a radio show, an at-home radio show today, than I have all year. And one of the reasons that I'm so excited is, and I was shocked when I got here, I saw a studio full of some of the most exciting roofing samples, metal roofing samples specifically, that I've ever seen. And I think it's great that we did this because we are on the radio today, and so our listeners can definitely appreciate hearing about this stuff. And so with that said, I'm excited to announce our guest, Cormac Smith. He has been on the show before, so that's another reason for my excitement. We always have a good time and share a lot of, I think, great information for our listeners. Welcome to the show, Cormac.
Mark, thanks for having me. And the name of the show, The At-Home Show, I feel at home right here in this studio. I love coming to Holland and talking about some of the most exciting new building materials that are out in the marketplace, specifically from Quality Edge.
And Quality Edge, a local manufacturer that has national reach.
We do. Based out of Walker, Michigan, now with facilities in Savannah, Georgia, and Dallas, and looking for opportunities on the West Coast as well. We are becoming a national company, but just as a reminder, everybody, I am the Michigan sales rep, and this is the most important part of Quality Edge's business as far as I'm concerned.
And one of our main goals of the show really is to share free information to our listeners, to the consumer out there. As you consider remodeling your home, or as you consider purchasing a home and maybe remodeling it, or even building a new home, and today's discussion really is going to concentrate on the exterior portion of a home, and specifically on the roof system of your home.
Well, we have been following it closely, and some of this may be a little bit of overlap on what we've had from shows in the past, but I don't think you and I have dedicated a whole show to talk about how exciting and how relevant metal roofing is today for not only re-roofs or remodeling an existing roof, but new construction. And it is a game changer, Mark. I know you and I, we talk about who's better at basketball, Michigan or Michigan State. Who's better at football, Michigan or Michigan State. This is, there's no competition as far as we're concerned in the metal roofing industry with the program that we're launching.
Absolutely love it, and I'm pumped about talking about it. 395-1450, that's 395-1450. Please call in. You know, we're going to welcome your calls with your questions or your comments in relation to today's topic. So Matterhorn.
Yeah, and as you're mentioning the number to reach us, please feel free to go to MatterhornMetalRoofing.com. Again, that's MatterhornMetalRoofing.com. So the audience can take a look at the samples that I've filled the studio up with, from the slate samples and shake samples to this incredible tile, as well as we've got an actual heat lamp in here, folks. I wanted Mark to see and feel the difference on what a heavy-duty sunlight does to an asphalt shingle versus an Energy Star certified Matterhorn panel.
Right, and at the same time, you can also stream online at WHTC.com, or if you miss a portion of the show, go to WHTC.com and listen to the podcast. You know, as you are thinking about roofing, you know, the traditional roof product, the traditional product that you're using on your roof is a residential shingle. And that has been around for a long time, right?
It has, and that's funny that you bring that up, because in the next 30 days, homeowners that come in contact with a salesperson, let's say from Zeeland Lumber, talking about Matterhorn metal roofing, we've put together a coffee table book that actually walks a homeowner through the importance of the roof dating back to when it was being made out of thatch. And it brings us right up to today's cutting edge technology of recycled, sustainable steel roofs with, you know, paint finishes that make it look like the traditional slate, shake, or tile.
And these products, I got to tell you, they look incredible. I mean, they really do. You do have this heat lamp on. It's right by my feet. I mean, my feet have gone from cold to warm in a very, very quick fashion here, Cormac.
Well, we're killing two birds with one stone. It was a little chilly in the studio when I got here. But let's give this a little bit more time to heat up and come back to something you said, because asphalt shingles are the choice right now. And those are still being used every minute that we're here talking about, people getting new roofs with their new homes or their remodeled homes. So we don't want to take away the job and the, you know, a good product asphalt shingle is, but things are changing.
Right, and I think that's good that you brought that up, because there's always going to be a place in the market for fiberglass asphalt shingles, right? There's always going to be a place for it. What our journey today is about is having you consider alternatives to what has been the traditional product of choice for the roof.
I would totally agree with that. And we're here to talk about metal roofing and the exciting program that Quality Edge is in the process of launching, but we didn't get here without helping remodelers, builders. We didn't make the shingle, and we haven't made the shingle. We've made the shingle last longer and work better with our exclusive accessories, our perimeter edge flashing, our state-of-the-art valley system, our step flashing. So I don't want to take that away. There's still a place for asphalt shingles in today's marketplace, but we are underway with educating this country on how important, exciting, and relevant metal roofing can be.
We're going to talk more about that. We'll do that right after the break here on 1450 WHTC. And welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. We're having a great time this afternoon on the show, myself and Cormac Smith, talking about roofing. And before the break, we talked a little bit about, we kind of primed the pump, if you will, a little bit about metal roofing. And we also talked about how fiberglass shingles really are going to have, they're going to have a place in the space, right, in our industry. But metal roofing is definitely a trend, and it's definitely something that is relevant now and will be more and more relevant in the coming years. You know, Cormac, I want to cut right to the chase. Why would a listener consider even putting something like this on as opposed to a fiberglass shingle?
Mark, what I'm going to tell you is information that we've gathered from homeowners. So we have interviewed homeowners to find out what is important to them as they continue to spend billions of dollars on either remodeling their home or building new homes. And that's numbers from the national basis. But what they've told us is sustainability, Mark. And what sustainability means to Quality Edge, let's break that down to products that are energy efficient, products that are healthy for the home, and products that are made from recycled materials. And that's where metal roofing hits the target, okay? I wanted to ask you to share with the audience, we have a heat lamp demonstration set up in the studio here, folks. I understand you can't see it, but we had it turned on, and what it is simulating is what sunlight does to a Matterhorn metal roofing panel versus what it does to an asphalt shingle. What's the temperature difference, Mark?
You know, I'm looking at it. It's about 50 degrees. It's about 50 degrees difference here.
Okay. So over the in the past, whether it's down south, out west, or right here in Michigan in the July, August cooling months, is attics can overheat. Okay, so one big step we've taken with the Matterhorn metal roofing is we went out and got what's called cool roof technology certification. That doesn't come easy. That has to do with the proprietary paint that we're using on our panels, and so it is Energy Star certified metal roofing panels. So it's actually reflecting heat away from the house. and that is allowing for the temperature in the attic to stay lower, which means the temperature in the house will be lower. The air conditioning will go on less often during those cooling months. So that's one thing there, okay? Another thing is asphalt shingles don't last as long as maybe one might think. We've drilled down and identified that the average life expectancy of an asphalt shingle roof is between 15 and 17 years. And that's not just the shingle, but what can happen to the roof deck underneath it, what can happen to the insulation underneath the shingles and the roof deck. But a metal roof is going to last as long as that homeowner needs it to, which is nowadays we hear lifetime, we hear 50-year, we hear forever. The Matterhorn metal roofing product is going to last a lifetime.
395-1450, 395-1450 is our number here at the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC. For those of you who are just joining us, I'm talking with Cormac Smith from Quality Edge, and we're talking about pretty unique product that's in the marketplace today, and it's an alternative to your traditional fiberglass shingle. Now, roofing is a very, very important portion of the home. Obviously, it keeps the elements out, right? And metal roofing is our wheelhouse today.
Well, we have become more and more focused on the importance of the roof. I mean, as you can tell with what you see here in the showroom and our listeners, if they've gone online, we're excited about metal roofing. But when you drive up to a house and look at the house, take a look at the overwhelming percentage of almost every home, how much of that exterior portion of the house is the roof. And one thing that I don't want to leave out is, in the past, in order for a homeowner to put a slate, traditional slate or traditional tile roof or even traditional wood shakes, folks, it costs a fortune. Really, I don't know if anybody at home listening has ever priced out, but we have brought that down to pricing that is achievable for anybody, really, that is looking at spending money on getting a new roof. You can have that slate roof that you never thought you could afford. You could put those clay tile look on that home without having to spend $40,000 on additional support to carry the weight.
So for those listeners who may have just joined us, you had mentioned a website before where they could go and actually see what we're talking about here. Because there's some really cool profiles that you guys have.
That is MatterhornMetalRoofing.com, folks. MatterhornMetalRoofing.com.
Now, you talked about the product lasting a long time, right? That was an advantage that you pointed out, right?
It is. And what we've seen is that asphalt roofs are not sustainable, okay? Asphalt is not a recycled material like steel. Asphalt is not necessarily healthy for the home. So what we get there is we're lowering the temperature in the home by the design of this product, okay? So just by the sheer material of this, it is going to last as long as a homeowner needs it to. This is not a product that's going to need to be replaced in 10, 12, 17 years.
Right. Now, we're a show that likes to be completely transparent,
yep.
And I'm going to throw a high hard one at you right
sure.
here. Kind of a Verlander-esque fastball, right?
I'm stepping out of the box for a minute, Mark. All right?
I'm
stepping back in. I'm ready.
Saying. So by lasting that long, I guess my question would be is, you have a lot of colors. These are really, really cool colors, right?
Yes.
Well, what happens to the color over a period of 50 years? You say that it lasts a long time. What should the consumer be aware of in 15, 20, 30, or 40 years? I mean, is there something that has to be done with the finish of the product?
Luckily, they don't have to do a thing. And what we've done is, it's funny you bring up paint because that really got us to where we are in the production and the release and launch of Matterhorn, because it's all about the paint, really, Mark.
Okay.
And we have got a Kynar blend paint finish. And folks out there that haven't heard of Kynar is the same paint that's used on a number of commercial buildings across this great country so that those buildings can keep their appearance. And, I can't tell you that nothing will prevent fading, okay? Everything really fades slightly over time, but I'm telling you, we've gone out and we have put the best possible Kynar paint finish that we can get our hands on so that folks will not have to worry about their new roof fading.
Right. Now, I will say that, let's just say that a homeowner puts the product on, and in 25, 30 years, they say, you know what, I want to put a fresh coat of paint on this. Is this even something that can be painted, or am I barking up the wrong tree?
No, that's the beauty of aluminum, steel, and some of the other metals that we've worked with. The aluminum and the steel products that we make can be repainted. We don't bring it up a lot because we don't see that as coming up anytime soon, but they certainly could put a new coat of paint down the road, whether it's our True Cedar Carbon Tech 90 steel siding or our Matterhorn metal roofing.
And I'm going to leave before the next break. I guess I'm going to leave with this comment. You can comment on it if you feel like it's worthwhile. But your point then is not necessarily the finish. The finish is going to be great, but the product itself will not have to be torn off necessarily in 30, 40, 50 years, like a fiberglass shingle will.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I got to tell you, I don't know, those of you listening right now, if you've had a new roof recently, it's traumatic. It's an absolute mess getting a new roof. I want to go through that maybe once.
Right.
Maybe.
We're going to get more granular. We'll do that after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the final segment here on the At Home Show. Your host with you this week, Mark Van Den Bosch, along with Cormac Smith. What's that smell, Cormac, in the office here?
Mark, I couldn't help myself. I had to bring this display in. It's actually the smell of asphalt shingles burning and bubbling. That is one of the things we're able to show homeowners and remodelers. Now, granted, this is a little exaggerated, folks, but over time, asphalt shingles do bake, and our metal roofing will not.
Metal roofing. We're talking metal roofing again, the Matterhorn metal roofing product. Before the break, we talked about a couple of the profiles that you have. Is this all that you've had, that you have in the market? You talked about something else.
Well, I told you we talked to homeowners.
Okay.
Because it's important, and it's something we do more and more of. What does the consumer want? What's important to them? Okay. So even though we went out and found a paint finish like no other and a design like no other, believe it or not, Mark, folks are comfortable with the look of an asphalt shingle. So the engineering team at Quality Edge is second to none. If those guys are listening, a shout out to them because they're working round the clock on this program. And what they went out and did was they found the best possible solution for what we call granulating or stone coating a metal panel. So we had a machine built from the ground up right here in Hudsonville, Michigan. And this machine is like no other. The patterns that can be designed and the adhesion process, really, because if you think about it, Mark, you're going to what? You're going to put asphalt, or you're going to put stone-coated pebbles onto a metal panel. How do you do that? We figured it out. The adhesion process is our little secret. But I can tell you that not only do we have shake, slate, and tile, but we're going to offer a shake panel because that's the closest to what an asphalt shingle looks like. And we're going to offer, I think it's going to be anywhere from 4 to 6 different finishes with a stone coat. And what that really means is somebody can have a metal roof, but it still looks like an asphalt roof if that's a concern blending into their neighborhood, or maybe an association that they're in would frown upon them putting up a tile roof. They can actually get all the benefits of a metal roof, but it's almost disguised like an asphalt shingle.
You know what I can get excited about is meeting the needs of the consumer, finding a solution, if you will, for what is happening in their life, right? And in terms of finding a solution specifically today in regards to roofing. And over the years that I've been in the industry, I've seen this evolution really of having three-tab shingles kind of been, that was the product of choice. It went to more of this laminate, dimensional, fiberglass shingle look. Now we're into some other products that, to me, are very relevant and very cool to talk about today.
And part of that's been based on the fact that asphalt shingles continue to rise in cost. So the gap is closing, okay? And that is also, it's definitely something we need to bring up and talk about. But it's one of those things, you know, whether it be in medical, auto, remodeling, building, there's some topics that are just a topic that when somebody hears it, they stop and listen. Metal roofing is like that. I can't tell you how many times I've been talking to a builder or a remodeler or a homeowner. Metal roofing comes up and they just tune in.
All right, let me try to get inside the mind of some of our listeners right now. I'm going to try to throw a couple questions at you. We'll maybe fireball them and we'll see if I can stump you, right? So one of the things that might be going on in someone's mind right now is the noise of a metal roof. Inherent in metal, you think this is going to be a loud roof when the rain comes down. How do you respond to something like that, Cormac?
You know what? I think it is a relevant concern to bring up, but I don't think it's a cause not to get a metal roof.
Okay.
It really is going to depend on the design of the home. Okay. Is it a one story? Is it a two story? Is there an attic or is it just cathedral ceilings? But the research that we did, there was no concern we had about folks not being happy with their metal roof due to the sound.
Okay. You know, and I would agree with you. I would think that if you have an attic, there's insulation, there's drywall, you know, that would reduce any type of extra noise that there might be.
And I got to tell you, I wish I could say that I came up with the concept of metal roof, but they've been around for years, Mark. And that's one thing, just out of the corner of my eye, I saw our standing seam panel, and I want the homeowners to make sure they understand that we didn't forget about that classic panel of the traditional Vermont farmhouse. We are making a standing seam panel in a 12-inch and a 16-inch panel, and that product has been around for decades, and I've never heard anybody say they don't like their metal roof.
I mean, let's
face it. Because it's too noisy or because the snow slides off on it. We found that's a good thing.
I mean, let's face it, consumers have more choices than they ever have, and what you're showing me today definitely is something that I think should be considered. It may not be for everybody, but I think you guys have kind of a menu of product that will fit many needs.
I think there's no coincidence here. What's going on in West Michigan, and you know this, Mark, from the success that's going on at Zeeland Lumber and the success that's going on with other companies and industries in West Michigan, we're cranking. This is just another example of innovation and technology coming to the forefront right here in West Michigan.
Now, how do you install this product?
It goes up easier than asphalt shingles. Okay, so you may be putting this on a new home or you may be doing this on a re-roof. If it is a re-roof, you can actually go over one layer of shingles. If you've got more than one layer of shingles, then you are involved in what's considered a traditional tear-off.
Okay,
but like we talked about,
go ahead.
That tear-off will be the last one you'll do.
Yeah, that's spot on. Now, do you have to put a layer of felt or something, a barrier between the shingles and your metal product?
Great question, Mark. If you're going down on wood deck, meaning a new construction or a tear-off process, the entire deck is covered with ice and water shield. If you are going down on one layer of shingles, we recommend a synthetic deck underlayment.
Okay.
Or a synthetic felt underlayment that goes over the entire roof that consists of one layer of shingles.
Okay, so there should be something that's between the two products.
Absolutely.
Okay. And in terms of cutting, do you cut it with a snips? How does that work?
We've got blades that we've been using in our True Cedar Steel Siding installation program that works as well with this product. You just get a larger blade. And it really is something else because, you know, sometimes so often you get an exciting new product, but it's hard to install or it's hard to get your hands on. This product goes up as easy, if not easier, than traditional asphalt shingles, Mark.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I felt like was worthwhile talking about. In terms of, we got a brief 30, 45 seconds left. How do you want to wrap this up?
I want to wrap this up again one more time with MatterhornMetalRoofing.com, and I want folks to be open to alternatives when it comes to investing in a new roof, and certainly think about opportunities with Matterhorn Metal Roofing and Zeeland Lumber because the work we've done on this product, and it really is like no other.
It's a very cool product. It's MatterhornMetalRoofing.com. That's M-A-T-T-E-R, HornMetalRoofing.com. Been a great show, Cormac, and I just want to thank you for coming on the show today. We're going to have you back. It's always a good time, and I know our listeners Always have a good time listening. So,
and Mark, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Excellent. Hey, have a safe and happy weekend, everyone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark VandenBosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.